Alright, so hello, my name is Des Chesley, and I am the member of the 2020 cohort of Montgomery College Southern Management Leadership Program. Today's interview is with Crystal Williams, and I want to thank you for letting me interview you today.
Hi, Desi. Thank you.
Okay, so please give us an overview of what you do.
Well, I am an echocardiographer. I do ultrasound of the adult heart. I'm an independent contractor. I contract through about 12 to 15 different doctors' offices. That's basically the
gist of it.
Just the gist of it. Yeah, the gist of it.
Okay.
The summary of it.
So can you give us like a summary of like, you know, the process of it all? Like, where did you originally start? Like with college, and you know, what did you do to, in terms of figure out like, okay, I want to be my own business owner, I want to be an entrepreneur, like, can you just give us an overview of that?
Yeah, well, I didn't start off wanting to do this. My path at first was, I started off at Morgan State University. I went there for about a year. I got pregnant with my son and dropped out. Things had gotten a little tough and I dropped out. Then I went on to University of District of Columbia there for mortuary science, and I failed a class, microbiology class. It was a tough class, and I dropped out again, and I kind of got discouraged. I got pregnant again, so I had these two little babies, and I knew I had to do something. I was like, oh my God, I got to do something, and college just wasn't up my alley.
Mm-hmm.
So I was home, and the employment guy had came in the mail, or I was saw it on the bus stop or something, and they had ultrasound classes in the employment guide. So I said, well, let me call and see what this is about. So I gathered the kids together, and first I made a phone call to the school, and they told me what I had needed to do. Mm-hmm. I had needed prerequisites. So by me going to Morgan, I had already took my math and my science prerequisites. Mm-hmm. So I was able to start off at ultrasound level, because most of the incoming students were starting them at medical assistants, and then they had to take medical assistants and then take the ultrasound class.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I was able to start right into ultrasound, so it was like a plus. So I started getting a little excited about it, and I got my financial aid and everything together, and I started the school back in 1999. So I had both two children, a two-year-old and a one-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the ultrasound classes. It was called Ultrasound Diagnostic School at the time, which the school is no longer in existence. And I just saw it in the class. I got straight A's about the whole time I was there.
So you knew that was for you?
I knew it was for me. I went to school full time in the evening time from 6 to 10 o'clock, and I worked in the daytime. So I worked in the daytime at the pharmacy, and then you had to do a year and a half of lab and lecture, and then the last 6 months you had to do all clinicals.
Mm-hmm.
So that was during the daytime, so you really worked in the doctor's office. So I would work in the doctor's office for free, and then work in the evening time in the pharmacy. So it was really a challenge. It wasn't nothing to play with. It was expensive.
Mm-hmm.
It cost a lot of money to go, so I had to really take it serious. And once I got out, I worked for a couple of doctor's offices. I used to work at Holy Cross. I used to work at Washington Hospital Center, worked at a few private doctor's offices, and then an opportunity presented itself for me to open up my own business.
Mm-hmm.
I had a girlfriend who was leaving the area, and she was like, well, you could take over my business. It was basically about four or five doctors that she had at the time, and I said, well, I don't know. I don't think that's the way I want to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I ended up paying for the business. I paid into $60,000 into the business in order to get the business. So I developed the business over time by just networking with a lot of the doctors and them telling other doctors about me and they giving me contracts to continue to work with them.
Okay, so you mentioned that you put $60,000 down. I was actually going to ask you that later on. But how did you, like, raise the funding for your venture?
So that's a funny question. So I had went to my sister at first, so my sister's kind of 8 years older than me, so she's really knowledgeable, a lot of wisdom. And I asked her about it. I said, what you think? You think I should invest into this? And she was like, no, you got these kids. I don't think you should do it. So then I went to my mom. So my mother was like, yeah, I think it's a great opportunity. How much you need? So she ended up giving me $30,000, and the girl that who I invested in with the business, I ended up getting $30,000 from her father, but which I really just paid him $30,000 the first 30 months, $1,000 each month.
Okay.
So that's how I was able to. It was just really
there
meant for to me be. To be. Yes. So since then, I have gained maybe about 7 or 8 more doctors.
You started off with 4, you said?
About 4. Okay. About 4. And I've expanded across more counties. I go as far as Gainesville, Virginia, Woodbridge, Virginia, D.C., Silver Spring. So what I do is I go in and I perform the study to the doctor's patients. And I get paid per study.
Okay.
Yes. So that's how my business works.
So, I know you spoke about, you know, your mother being that push for you. So, I know, you always got, you always have, like, other mentors that push you, but, like, you have to personally push yourself. So, what drove you to become an entrepreneur and, like, you know, have that drive to work for yourself? Because I know you said you originally didn't have this in plan, but, like, what mindset did you have to do to get yourself prepared for this and say, okay, this is what I want to do?
I guess I just wanted to just soar higher for my own personal self. I did have my 2 children to do better for them, but I just wanted to do it for myself. I wanted to be independent. I wanted that independency, not having to work a 9-to-5 if I didn't want to. My life has been I haven't had a lot of stress in my life because of being an entrepreneur. It gave me a lot of freedom. It has its ups and downs with it, but for me, I wanted to do it for myself. I wanted the freedom and the independency to do what I wanted to do for myself. I didn't want to have to clock in to anybody on a daily basis.
Okay. So that's what drove you, wanted to have that independence of not having to work for someone.
Yeah.
Okay, so what was the hardest challenge you had to overcome in the beginning when you were first opening your business?
Well, like I said, although the business head was still already kind of structured, I had to still make it blossom. I had to connect with different doctors. I had to show up on time. I had to be, appreciate my patients and just enjoy the business in itself. So,
what? Oh, so that's, so, okay.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, what's the, like, okay, so I guess the next question would be is, what's the most challenging part of running your own business now, and what are the benefits of running your business? So, I guess I will start off with the first one. What is the most challenging part of running your business now?
Well, since Corona hit, just basically for me now, it's just tough getting patients to come out to have the test done because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
But other than that, for me, I've been in business since, my own business since 2012. So since 2012, I've been able to thrive and live comfortably with my business. And then my business has grown a lot since then.
So I guess you pretty much answered both of the questions. What are the benefits? What are the benefits of running your own company now? So I guess you answered that. So I guess that's pretty good.
Yeah, and I mean, it's still been good. I've been still thriving through the pandemic. I took a little break, but now we're back in business and patients are starting to come in. So the business
is slowly coming back.
Slowly coming back. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So what characteristics did you have to develop, and what characteristics did you have to work on or even eliminate as an entrepreneur? So I guess I'll start with the first one. What characteristics did you have to develop?
I had to get more organized. I wasn't organized at first as far as like my books and things like that.
And do you think that's very important for an entrepreneur?
It's very, very important because I'll be honest with you. I was in a little tax trouble at first with it because I didn't know how to, you know, do my estimated quarterly taxes. And you have to really be disciplined with being an entrepreneur because you have to focus on paying your own taxes and paying your own unemployment insurance and things like that. So mm-hmm. Those are some of the challenges really with it and staying organized with your paperwork and your business paperwork. Staying organized is definitely.
So that's something that you have developed. Do you consider that like that's something that you also had to work on, or was there other things that you also had to work on that you didn't really think of before starting this venture?
That's one of the things. And also for me, another challenge for me was sometimes I have doctors who say, "Okay, I don't want to do this anymore," you mm-hmm. know, and then it takes me some time having to look for other doctors and network with people to find other offices that I can go to. So that's also another challenge for me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what's the characteristic that you had to eliminate as an entrepreneur? Because, you know, like some people are like, you know, some people are like lazy. And I know you mentioned like you were kind of not organized.
Right. Okay. So for me, I guess for me, it was not really lazy, but
being energized,
appreciative okay. a little bit. I would say not thinking, not putting my all into, hey, this is your business. You got to run it and you have to make it blossom. So putting my all into it wasn't there. The passion wasn't there mm-hmm. at first. So now I'm much more passionate about my business. I'm much more passionate about my patients and really getting involved with them to make my business grow. And because I'm more passionate, the business has been growing.
So I guess we actually followed through in the next question. That was actually great. So how did you build your customer base? Because you were just talking about, you know, building your customer base and whatnot. I know you say you went to like offices to meet doctors and whatnot, but like how did you go about finding these doctors and knowing that they were actually, you know, for you, for your company?
Right. So a lot of my doctors are from referral from other doctors, really. Most of my doctors, we get along pretty well, and the other doctors they friends with, they refer me. They say, "Hey, I got a good Echo Tech, mm-hmm. and she's good." And
that's pretty much it.
My people, yeah, usually just mm-hmm. networking with most of my doctors.
Okay, so I know that you, I know you still haven't mentioned social media, in this whole process. So yeah. I guess, like, how do you market your business? Like, how do you market your business to your target market? I think you pretty much went into it because you say, you know, you get recommendations from other, you know, doctors, and that's how you pretty much connect. But why haven't you gone into, like, the social media, like, area? Because, you know, social media is booming, and, you know, most people would expect, like, oh, you have to have a social media page for your business.
I don't know. I guess for me, because I guess with healthcare, it's so much more personal, mm-hmm. and social media could be so much more impersonal. With healthcare, you have a lot of privacy acts and things like that. So I never looked into it. Maybe a classified ad in the newspaper may work.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. But I'm not sure about social media. I'm not sure if that's where
your target market
is. But I think a classified ad in the newspaper maybe would work.
So, like, more like, you know, old stream, like, media. So, yeah. Like, newspapers, ads on websites,
yep.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, maybe.
Because that's where doctors are on.
That's what they're on. Yeah. That's what office managers are on, looking for people. I don't think they're on Facebook or Instagram looking for my profession. So, that's the
actually,
only reason why.
You know what's actually a good one? Indeed.
Indeed, yes,
is supposedly
indeed.
A good one.
Okay.
Yeah, because we actually worked on this project in this class, actually, where we actually had to build our Indeed profile.
Okay. I'm going to look
and
into it.
It's like just connects on top of connects on top of connects.
Okay, that's definitely so, something to look into.
Yeah, so, yes. Okay. So I guess the last question would be is, what advice would you give to someone who wants to start their own business?
my advice to someone who wants to start their own business would be to never give up. Never give up. Always continue to strive for what you want. Put all your eggs in that basket. Don't spread all your eggs around. Put it in that one basket. Focus on what you want to do, and you can do it, and you can get it done. And put all the passion and the love into your business, and it'll grow.
Okay. And thank you so much again, Crystal Williams, for letting me come on interview. For those who are interested in knowing more about Crystal, you can find her on her social media platforms, on her personal, because you know she doesn't have any for her business. But thank you again.
All right. Thank you.
All right.